And reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Verse Number 52. Namo Vibhritha Satvaya Purushaya Maheyase Yo Brahma Satram Avishya Vibhara Chidam Vibhara Chidam Namo Vibhritha Satvaya Purushaya Maheyase Yo Brahma Kshatram Avishya Vibhartidam Svatejasa Vibhartidam Svatejasa Namo Vibhritha Satvaya Purushaya Maheyase Yo Brahma Kshatram Avishya Vibhartidam Svatejasa Vibhartidam Svatejasa Namaha, all obeisances, Vibhritha, highly elevated, Satvaya, indistinct, Purushaya, unto person, Maheyase, unto one who is so glorified. Yaha, who? Brahma, Brahmanical culture, Kshatram, administrative duty, Avishya, entering, Vibharti, containing, Idam, this, Svatejasa, by his prowess,
by his own prowess.
Translation, dear Lord, you are situated in your pure existential position of witness. Therefore, you are the perfect representative of the Supreme Lord. You are glorified by your own prowess, and thus you are maintaining the entire world by introducing Brahmanical culture and protecting everyone in your line of duty as Kshatriya. Without the spread of Brahmanical culture and without proper protection from the government, no social standard can be maintained properly. This is admitted in this verse by the citizen of Maharaj Prithu, who could maintain the wonderful situation of his government due to his position in pure goodness. The word Vibhritha Satvaya is significant. In the material world, there are two qualities, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. One has to be rising from the platform of ignorance to the platform of goodness by devotional service. There is no other means for elevating one from the lowest stage of life to the highest stage but the execution of devotional service. As advised in the previous chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can rise himself from the lowest position to the highest simply by associating with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly from their mouth. Srimadam Svakata Krishna, Punyasarama Kirtana, Sridam Dahaswatadrani, Vidhunitis Vritsatam. When one engages in devotional service in the first stage of hearing and chanting, the Lord, who is in everyone's heart, helped the devotee in cleaning his heart. Bhagavatam 1.2.17. In the gradual cleaning process, one is relieved of the influence of passion and ignorance, and is situated on the platform of goodness. The result of association with qualities of passion and ignorance is that one becomes lusty and greedy. But when one is elevated to the platform of goodness, he is situated in any condition of life and is without lust and greed. This mentality indicates one's situation on the platform of goodness. One has to transcend his goodness and arise himself to the pure goodness called Vibhrigasattva, or the advanced stage of goodness. In the advanced stage of goodness, one can become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Maharaj Pitu is addressed here as Vibhrigasattva, or one who is situated in the transcendental position. But Maharaj Pitu, although situated in the transcendental position of pure devotee, came down to the position of Brahmana and Kshatriya for the benefit of human society, and thus gave protection to the entire world by his personal prowess. Although he was a king, a Kshatriya, because he was Vaishnava, he was also a Brahmana. As Brahmana, he could give proper instruction to the citizens, and as Kshatriya, he could rightly give protection to all of them. Thus, the citizens of Maharaj Pritu were protected in all respect by the perfect king. Thus, and Bhakti Vanda Purport, on the 4th canto, 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Instruction by Maharaj Pritu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Guru Vidhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Then this chapter is called Instructions of Pritu Maharaj. Yeah, instructions of by Pritu Maharaj. Then what are these instructions? And the next chapter is called Dhruva, the Pritu Maharaj meeting with the four Kumaras. Then what are these instructions? We have three bodies now. Then we have the gross body, we have the subtle body, and we have the spirit soul is there. Then in this chapter, is mostly about karma, what our gross body. Then the next chapter is explaining about the subtle body, how to purify our subtle body. In this chapter is explaining how to purify our gross body. Then karma has many meanings. It's maybe called action. It's karma, action. It may also be called reaction. See, when we perform an action, there is a reaction, is there? Action, reaction, this is called also karma. Then karma may also be called merit. Is it nicely pronounced, merit? Merit. Merit means what you get from karma. Karma may also be called reward and punishment. There is some reward, there is some punishment. Karma means also character. Like here we see Pritu Maharaj has very good character, and he is able to manage nicely his kingdom. And karma means also destiny. It's called the Sanskrit daimi. When karma is very, very complicated, then this chapter is explaining to us how to act. Pritu Maharaj, he was king. Of course, he asked the citizens to become Krishna conscious, to act. This is called Mishra Bhakti. Krishna means mixing bhakti with karma, with action. Okay? Prabhupada said this in the purport. He said that Prithu Maharaj, although he was pure devotee, he comes to the level of Kshatriya and Brahmana. He is Vaishnava, he said. Vaishnava, it is higher than Brahmana and Kshatriya, but he is coming to the level to teach his citizens to become Krishna conscious. Then the first thing he told them was, he said to them, I am not coming here that you worship me. We have this case with the group in Bhagavatam, with Daksha. So Daksha is coming into Daksha performed great sacrifice. Here also, Prithu Maharaj is performing great sacrifice. And Daksha is coming and he is looking around. Who is giving me respect? Then one Shiva, he didn't respect him. Shiva, no, he looks like very poor. He's sick, I was here. No, it's okay now. He was, then he could not recognize the position of Lord Shiva. Then he gets in deep trouble. But here, it's the opposite. Then, Prithu, he was in the mode of goodness, while Daksha, he was in the mode of ignorance, you can see. Because when one is offensive, he's coming to ignorance. But here, and he asked the citizen, what? He asked them, if you become Krishna consciousness, he asked them, please become Krishna consciousness. Because by becoming Krishna consciousness, I will get 1/6 of your activities. You will get benefit. You will get benefit. When the citizen is acting Krishna consciousness, he gets 1/6 of their pious activities, it comes to the king. But if they are not Krishna conscious, then what happened? The king gets in trouble. Then he is asking them, please become Krishna conscious. And then karma. The question now, we, every living entity is entitled by what? By karma. Karma have what?
Effect.
Yes, have three modes. That is difficult. Karma has three modes of material. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita also. In the introduction, I do not hear it. He's saying that karma acts under the previous of the three modes and time. See, there is connection. Difficult to understand karma. In karma, the three modes are there. We may act in ignorance, we may act in goodness, or we may act in passion, we may act in goodness. The best is to act in goodness. The karma and the three modes are there together. They are never separated. We have the example in the Bible. We have the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, good and evil. When God created Adam, what he told him? He don't touch these, the gunas. Good. This good and evil. Evil means ignorance. Good means goodness. But eat from the tree of life. Life means happiness, the tree of life. Your love is there, humility is there, but once he touched from this, what happened? He lost his day. His communion with God, Adam. Then we have karma, we have dharma, we have artha, we have kama, and we have moksha. Okay, then this dharma, what means dharma? Dharma means we act. Our activities are based on dharma. Dharma in English means morality. If a person is moral, what happened to him? He was Atta. What means Atta? He became prosperous. Yes, sir. If someone or his morality is good. Dharma means also low. Dharma means divine low. But morality is it is not absolute morality, it is relative, you know. If you come from here in Australia, if you go to Europe or I don't know, to Africa, there is different moralities out there. No? The morality, it is relative. It is not absolute. Then that's why this Krishna is Sarva Dharma Parichaya. Give up. All morality, give up. Everything, give up. We will see this in Vena. I will compare in Vena with Daksha and with Prithu Maharaj. Okay? Then this karma, we said, karma means when our activities are based on dharma, what happened? We get artha. Huh? We get prosperity. And if we use this artha nicely, we get also karma. Karma means what? All our material desire gets fulfilled. Then next, we get also moksha. Moksha means what? Moksha means we are not affected by our actions. Okay? Liberation. What means liberation? You act, but there is no suffering coming. Then we have the problem with action is these tools. This artha and this karma. We have the example in the Ramayana. In the Ramayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramachandra, his father, one day, he looked in the mirror, and what he saw my hairs are becoming gray, white, huh? And he said, oh, I have to give up this and give it to my son, Ramachandra. Then, what happened? At that time, in Ayodhya, there was everyone was happy. Festivities were there, Ram was happy, Sita was happy, Kausalya was happy, Dasara was happy, the citizen. In one day this happened, very short time. Then evening what happened? Everyone will cry. Why? Because Kaikeyi, she asked King Dasarat, you should ask. Give the kingdom to Ramachandra. Yes, suppose yourself now, you have billions and billions of dollars coming to you. Someone tell you, hey, sir, you take this thing tomorrow, next day. And suddenly, it is taken from you. Next day. Then how you react at that time? You become angry, you become a cry. But Ram, what he did, he was not affected at all by this artha. He came, he spoke to Kaikeyi, he touched her lotus feet. He also, his father, he touched his lotus feet. His feet, not lotus, his feet. Then, the problem with karma, activity, is when artha sometimes becomes disturbed. See what it? Then we may act in a way which is not based on karma. Then many teachings are there in the Ramayana about he said Vanasova. No, Rajyamba Vanasova. Rajyamba Vanasova. Vanaso Mahodayam. He said Ram, he said, oh, you see the kingdom. And if you compare between kingdom and between the forest, if I have to go there as ascetic, the forest is Mahu Dayam. Maha means great, Dayam means great. It's glorious to go to the forest. See, Ram, he was not at all affected. But we sometimes become affected by these dualities, you know, these two. Then what happened? Ram, he explained, that we, our actions should be based on dharma. And what is this dharma? My father, Dasarath, he promised to Kaikeyi that I should give you these two boons. Then Lakshman and Kausalya, she asked Ram, no, we should not follow Dasarath's order to go to the forest. You should not go to the forest. I am also your mother. You should hear me. But Ram, he should know. We should act on the level of dharma to be successful. He said, this period of difficulties, it will last only 14 years. And after, I will come back and I will become glorious. And similarly, he gave the example of Yayati. You know Yayati? He also lost the head. And he gave them back. Then also, as devotees, we will get through some difficulties. Krishna's testing us for this artha. For dharma is there, artha. Then if we are really truthful as Lord Ram, then we get this. And our, we may go through some difficulties for some time, and after we get then there is also calm. Then Ram, he was not having any material desires. He was just thinking about the citizens. He was not saying, oh, I will become king, I will have this or that, this. Then he was not at all having this calm and this material desire. Then what happened? If we also do this, we will get moksha. What means moksha? Moksha means become free, cessation of karma. Cessation, karma doesn't affect us. Okay? You understand? Dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. Then dharma means we act according to dharma. Without being influenced by whatever comes. The verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, Sukhita Kriya, Samakriti, La Bhalabhav, Triya Jaro. Tattu Yudhaya Yujyaswa, Na Inam Bhapam Bhavam Shrite. Sukhe Dukhe Sama, what means Sama? Equal. Be equal, Sukhe Dukhe. Be equal in happiness and in distress. La Bhalabhav, in La Bhav is gain, in loss. Tattu Yudhaya Yujyaswa, do your duty. You will not get influenced by immoral activity. Then action is very, very complicated because of these two items between artha and karma. Then in Adi, the other side, if we study Ravana, Ravana was affected by artha and by karma. Artha, he got a lot of wealth. He even conquered heaven, he got so many things. Kama, his desire was never fulfilled, rather. Then what happened? He didn't get success, moksha. He was he was not. Then Prithviraj, he is teaching also one very nice, important thing he is teaching to the citizens is that even this dharma, artha, kama, moksha, it depends on the mercy of the Lord. That's very important. If you see someone, he is prosperous, or someone, he is dharmic, he is moral, you can say moral. Or he follows the laws, is only due to the mercy of the Lord. In the other side, we have King Veda. King Vena, what did he taught? King Vena, he just taught about morality. Oh, if I am, he was an atheist. If I am moral, I don't need the Vedas. What should I need? He rejected Vedas. I don't need Brahmanas. He rejected Brahmanas. And he was thinking, oh, morality. If I go to morality, I will go to prosperity, then I will go to my prosperity means artha, and I will also get my desire fulfilled, karma, and I will also get moksha liberation. But it didn't work. And this is the society today we have. You see, people are, most people are moral, you know, very polite, and thank you, and this. And they know this morality is very important. They know this. And prosperity is there also. And okay, their material desire are also fulfilled. They have nice car, nice garden, nice house, nice, huh? But moksha, they don't have. They are contented once they leave this body. What happened? Here come back, or they get sick. I don't know, it may not sort of become an animal in the next life, or they may, I don't know, they can become. He's not sure that he will get success. But the goal of action is this logic, you know, dharma, you act, your act is based on dharma, dharma being your artha, you fulfill your desire, your material desire fulfilled, and the next you are liberated from the law of karma, of action and the reaction. You are then Veda, he could not do this. It was not possible for him to do this. Because he was an atheist. On the other side, when King Vina and King Prithu came, he had many problems when atheism was spread, there was not enough food, scarcity was there, and he gave this, he was asking the citizen to become Krishna conscious, and how? By doing their duty. Then the king is very important, the king, because he engaged the brahmanas, the vaishyas, and the workers. He engaged them to become Krishna conscious. It is his duty. And we don't see this now. The king is not doing this. He's just and then what happened? Next, we will see that Prithu, he will meet these four commands. This is the next chapter, and he will give you also the knowledge how to become free from the subtle body. Because the subtle body, more you practice Krishna consciousness, the subtle body will give us a lot of problems. This is explained verse that are there. Once the subtle body is pure, then what happens? We develop attachment for Krishna, become very much attached. We go first, we become Nishtha. No? Nishtha means very fixed up. You may be in the train, you may be in the bus, you may travel or go everywhere, fixed up. You are not affected by time. Then, this is called, after you become fixed, then this taste, or you feel, oh, this Krishna consciousness is nice, become very, you feel, this taste is very important, because we, by having taste, then faith is there in the process, you got faith, oh, this is working, really working, and then we get ashakti, you become very much attached to Krishna. And this subtle body, these other things that's coming in the subtle body that do not come anymore. They are not coming. When you develop attachment, then we get power. Very easy. Yeah, it's easy. But what do you need? We need a lot of determination. Utsaha. What is this word? Utsaha? Nishchaya? Dhairya. Yeah, we need a little bit of determination. There was discussion in the Ramayana, you know, discussion between Ramachandra and Lakshman. Verses are there, but I Sanskrit, very nice verses. Let's just give you a small summary and conclusion. as Lord Ramachandra, he said to because Lakshman was very angry, you know Balaram how he was. He said, we should take our and kill Dasarat and take the kingdom, kill Bharat, Kiki. Then he told him, you know, it's about destiny. We know destiny is there. Even bricks, even sage, he can change his destiny by doing a lot of tapasya. Ugran means severe hostilities. He can change. Then he go on describing destiny. But Lakshman, he did not agree with Ram. So, no. Destiny, if you have power, if you take, and it's true, if you are a capable person, you have power, have determination, you can change your destiny. This process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful. The name of Krishna is so powerful that you can change our destiny. But you need this determination. It's not that destiny. It is beyond Krishna consciousness. And that is faith. And these verses will be coming in the purport. Then, this will just give a little bit summary of the instruction given in this chapter. Yeah, he also gave very nice, also very important instruction. He spoke 7 verses about us, the devotees or the Brahmanas. He said Brahmanas. There are 7 verses glorifying the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas means devotees. Devotees, the Brahmanas in Kali Yuga are not very, they lost their power. There was a curse, when Daksha, he killed Sati, there was a curse. All the Brahmanas, they were cursed by, what is the?
Nandi.
They were cursed by Nandi. Then they are on the platform of the body. They are very concerned with the body. They lost their spiritual power. And they don't know the Vedas also. They have no knowledge. These 3 curses were there. They are on the body platform. The second, they lost their power. And the third, they have no knowledge. Then the Brahmanas, the devotee there, he explained also that our bhakti becomes strong. How? By association with the devotees. It is impossible. If you don't associate with devotees, you associate with other person, you know, you get their karma. Prabhupada said this, and one purport. I think in this purport, he said, by associating with those people who are simple, you get some karma of them. Like, he will give you some food, he will give you something, you are there, you get karma, some karma. And he explained in 7 verses how bhakti become very, very strong by associating with the devotees. That is the main instruction of this chapter. Then here, we said Namo Vibhrihasatvaya. Namo Namaha means like of our senses. To who? Vibhrihasatvaya. What means Vibhrihasatvaya? Highly elevated sattvaya unto the existence. And Prabhupada, he said, Vibhrihasatvaya means pure goodness. The citizen, at the end of his instruction, they agree that Maharaj Pariksh, that Prithu Maharaj, his instructions are very nice. They are. You are situated in your in pure existence position of goodness. They said, "Oh, you are in pure goodness." And the king, if the king is in pure goodness, the citizens are are happy. In the kingdom Shudra, what does the Shudra does? Shudra quarter. Lot of quarter, you see. And what the Shudra does? He will take all the money and put it in his pocket. In the kingdom Shudra. He will not engage people, he just quarter with this one and that one and that one. In the kingdom Kshatriyas. Because Kshatriya is Kshatriya, he will sacrifice everything for protection of others, for the city then. If he's Brahmana, he's the best. Brahmana, what he does? He will train others into Krishna consciousness. Really. Then what he did, the king is on the platform of pure goodness. He said, Namo Vihriha Sukhsatraya Purushaya Mahiyashi. Yeah, Mahiyashi. Would glorify you. Therefore, you are the perfect representative of the Supreme Lord. Perfect. The king, he is the representative of God. He should be given all respect. We should follow his instruction. And he said, in the Ramayana, he said, even if the king, this Ram, he told this Krishna, he said, even if the king, he gives some instruction out of anger or out of greed, we should still follow his instruction. This is in the Bible, where David and Saul, you know Saul? David, Saul was king, but he was not good king. And David, he was prophet. And Saul, God, he took from him all his power. He did one mistake. What is the mistake he did? He's Kshatriya, and he tried to worship as Brahmana. They were having temple, then God, he took all his power. And he empowered David. But David, he has many times the chance to kill Saul. And he said, no, 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 you must kill him. Why? He is the representative of God, you see. Then the king, he is the he represents God. And the perfect representative, if he is even Sudhasatra. You are glorified. What is the Sanskrit from this? You Brahma Kshatra Adishya. Vibharchidam. This Vibharchidam. Vibharchi. You are glorified. Why? Because you are maintaining. Maintaining everyone. You are maintaining the entire world. How? By introducing this Brahmanical culture. This training of Brahmanical culture. When this Brahmanical culture is introduced, then what happens? Everyone is in the world of goodness. Studying. And everything becomes peaceful, very peaceful. And also because you are protecting everyone. Then Prabhupada, he said, in purpose, without the spread of Brahmanical culture and without proper protection from the government, it's impossible to no social standard can be maintained properly. And that is in Kali Yuga. This is happening. Unity is messed up. Why? The Vedas are rejected. Unity. It is impossible to have peace to have. And this is admitted in this verse by the citizen of Maharaj Prithu. He said, yeah, you are right. And Prabhupada, he said, he explained the word Vridha Satvaya as pure goodness. And he said that one has to rise from the platform of ignorance to the platform of goodness by devotional service. And he said also, this is the only way, there is no other way. There is no other process than this devotional service to get rid of this the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion. And he explained here, the mode of ignorance means what? It means greed and the lust. These two things. And these things, once we are free from these two, then we come to the mode of goodness. Yeah, I want to say in the Bhagavad Gita about karma, there are there in chapter 3. Karma Yoga. You know? many versions are there about how to perform karma. Yeah, Giraji, you know, about karma, there are the impersonalists. The impersonalists, they say what they say about karma. They know this is karma, it is full of passion, karma, activities. It is not good, it is not better we don't do any skill karma. The impersonalists, they say like this, huh? That is their philosophy. Sakarsaya. Yeah. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, they have also the Bhagavad Gita purports. They have, and if you read, if you can read their purports, they are completely condemning karma. Actually, this is no, we should not act. That is. And here he said, this verse here, Nakarmanam anaramham, Rishkarma prasusmati, Natsasamya sadeva siddhi, Samadhiva siddhi. He said, not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from a reaction. Not by renunciation of moment can one attain perfection. Then you have to work. You cannot. And Krishna Ji, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he condemned inaction. Then more, why some devotees are going very quickly and some devotees are progressing slowly? Why? Because those devotees who progress quick, they are engaged, lot of engaged in Krishna consciousness. See, that's very simple. Huh? He's doing that, he's doing that, doing that, he's going for Harinam, going for that, going for that. Then what happened? This is also explained in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's called sacrifice. See, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, called Transcendental Knowledge, transcendental knowledge, how it arises? By karma, by sacrifice. Sacrifice means, he explained, there is sacrifice of brahmachari, really, sacrifice of grihastha, feeding others, sacrifice. And he comes to the end, the highest sacrifice, sacrifice of knowledge. Then the impersonalists, they say, no, we should not act. The Buddhists, what they say? They say, karma is coming from the mind. It's true, huh? Before action is there, what happened? There is this thinking, feeling, willing. Huh? Then action comes. And they explain we should empty the mind. This little is true. It's not easy to empty the mind like this. And this is in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is given all the about the mind. You cannot the mind should be fixed on Krishna, then you become free from this because it is the mind who affects the body. What is the mind? The mind is the subtle body. We come to the next chapter here, which is coming subtle body. And the subtle body is affecting our gross body. Then this Krishna consciousness is very powerful because it is giving us a process how to engage our senses in Krishna consciousness. We can say vikarma, karma, jnana, astanga and bhakti. Vikarma, vikarma means not good karma, not good action. Then they are acting, engaging their senses negatively. Vikarma. Then they cannot get free from from karma, the reaction to action. We have karmi. Karmi means one who engages his senses for himself. Then he can also become free. Oh, for my gratification, I want this for my. Then you have what? You have jnani. The jnani is engaging his senses in the mind. He's asking questions, this, that, that. He can also difficult to be free. Okay, we have also dhyana. Dhyani means one who meditates. Is it better, huh? To meditate on something. Then we have this bhakti yoga. What is this bhakti yoga? It's direct engagement of the senses of Krishna. You are eating prasad and you are engaging the senses spiritually, food. You don't have this in other world. Just by eating prasad, just by smelling, just by... And that is true, that is fact. We cannot get free from this tribuna without Krishna consciousness. Possible. It's impossible. This is the only process which will work, and if we take it seriously, whatever problems may come, when we fight them hard, by this Hare Krishna, by this sadhana, we become successful. What does it mean, sadhana? You know there is sadhana? Practice, yeah. There is sadhya. And you know, there is sadhana.
Sadhya.
Huh? Sadhya. You see sadhana? The question is how can we get good practices? How?
Perfect
practice. Yeah, how can we get perfect practice? If we have some bandha, some bandha means relationship, knowledge, our practice will become perfect. What means some bandha? Some bandha means to understand the relationship between three things, or between Ishvara, Krishna, between Jiva, individual entities, between Prakriti has the karma, you understand? We said before, Prakriti means material nature. In material nature, there is this action is there. Then if we understand this nicely, automatically our practices are perfect, our actions are perfect, our character is perfect, and we are free from this the problem of action and reaction. Then this is all explained about how to get free from the reaction, chapter 3, chapter 4, yeah, last. How by acting for Krishna consciousness, by acting for Krishna, what is the result? The result is knowledge arise in us, within us. How? Purification, by purification. When we get pure, then this knowledge arrives automatically through this sacrifice for action. And the mind, we said, the Buddhists, they said, no, we should empty our mind, make it sooner. Then this mind also becomes fixed on Krishna. I stop here, I see a lot of things. Any question? Any comments? Yes.
The instructions by Guru
Maharaj are
in
the platform of
Mishra, which is mixed.
Yeah.
So, with the devotees in the temple, in our temple, for example,
so
up to what stage are we going to be
situated in Mishra stage? Most of us are into Mishra. Mishra means mixed.
Up to what stage of advancement are we going to be in that? Up to what stage of advancement are we going
to be in that? Then we have to read. The next chapter we study, the next chapter very nicely, not only study, we have to go through it. It's not just something which is theoretical, it's also practical. We have to go through it, have to experience this, and it is very, very tough. It's a one to win. So this to become mad. Then you will feel. You can know now yourself in which stage you are. If you look at your mind, what are you thinking about when you are chanting, what's happening in the mind, but when our subtle body is completely pure, other things going in my listening, Krishna is there, and everything is different. Then this is why Ritu Maharaj is giving this to the citizens. He himself is pure devotee, he is above this. But he cannot give this to others. They are not in that level yet. They have to engage karma. And this karma activities, by being fully engaged, then it comes, knowledge comes next. And then after the third chapter, what is the name of the third chapter? Ritu Maharaj go back to Godhead. That's also our story. So we may be here in this material world, still here, and we are finished, we are completely immersed in Krishna. Okay? Yes?
What is the destination of the people who are got the moksha level? What is their destination?
What is the destination of people who have gotten moksha? Yeah, just, you know, if you get moksha, if now moksha means, as I said, you are free from the reaction of karma. No karmic, you are acting and you are not getting any reaction. Nothing is coming. You're acting so nicely and so. You just get out from this universe called liberation. But it's not the end. And this is the case of the four Kumaras. They could get out. Because the realization, Brahman realization, is also very, very high realization. It's not cheap, you know. Very high. Yeah. It's just called the Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti means what? This verse in Bhagavad Gita. Which verse is there? Very famous verse. Brahma Buddha? Prasannatma. You become Prasannatma, happy, you know. You are there if you are. I'm very happy. Morning you wake up, evening if you are. I'm so happy. This is Brahma Buddha Prasannatma. Nasutsati? You are not worried about anything. We have this firm faith. Oh, Krishna will take. Then what is next? Tamaha, Sarvishu, Bhutishu. You become very friendly with all living entities. You become friends. You are not creating karma. What bhakti will happen? What is what bhakti? What bhakti? But Prabhupada said, no, this is important. He said, we should not just be happy. Oh, I feel happy, I'm very, very, no, he said, we should try to let Krishna go back to God. This is Brahma Jyoti. Because if really we are engaged nicely in this Krishna consciousness, automatically we feel great happiness. You will never feel your mind, oh, my mind, I feel depressed, or I feel this. You don't feel that, all this thing. Why? You become like Lord Ramachandra. Oh, your kingdom, get to the forest. See, Lord Ram, he was wearing nice clothes, nice, living in big palace. Kaikeyi told him, no, you should take out your rich cloth. What do you have to wear?
Deer skin.
And to wear this skin, where you have to live? In heart. Well, go and do it. Completely opposite. Now, Kankshachina Sotsati. He's in that level of it's very important. And you cannot come to the level of devotional service without having this consciousness. You know the we think all the Brahma Jyoti means, oh, I have to go see some light in Bahá'í. See the light or see. No, just it's a question of consciousness. You are very completely equal equal in happiness and in peace. You are no more affected by nothing. And this comes in the next chapter. Again. This progression, how we come to that level, because he could have explained it, what's his name? Prithu Maharaj. He could have, but he didn't. Out of humility, he said, okay, I'm Kshatriya. I am led. As Franco Maharaj explained this realization of Brahma. Okay. Any other questions? Yes? There is example is given in the Bhagavad Gita. You become like a lotus flower in the water. You know, the lotus is in the water. Normally, if we put our hand in the water, you cannot keep your hand for 3 days, or the water will. Then this is the concept of liberation. Means we are no more affected by immaterial activities. Is it something is coming to us, something we're suffering or this? We are no more. This is called liberation. And this is next. What is next after liberation? Bhakti. And what is next after bhakti? Pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. See, there is this progression, is like this. Once we are free from the karma, then automatically bhakti will arise.
So how we can understand the moksha is more internal attitude that actually always generates a reaction.
Yeah.
But the effect is not on us because we are not identified with the reaction.
Yeah.
The effect, but the reaction is there.
The reaction. Yeah, the reactions are there. But we are no more affected. It is like, you know, one day I was doing sankirtan, and one lady, she gets very upset. I give her books. I said, thank you very much. Thank you. She come. Oh, this person, I am insulting him and shouting on him, and he said, thank you. Then he changed her consciousness. Like now, I was in Sydney when one person was drunk. Yeah. We come to devotees and I want to give him a book. He will come. I am drunk. When the devotee ran away, I also got afraid. How can I handle this person? One devotee, he ran away. Then I said to him, yes, we give these books, these to the drunks. And he became very happy. And I said to him, oh, you are a very nice person. Very nice. That is. And he gave donation. He gave $10 and he took the book. And I said, no, don't give 10, give 20. Then you see that is liberation. You can handle nicely any person coming to you, then you don't feel. I suppose now there is no liberation, the person, he will become angry and you speak to him harsh word. He say, hey, why you're doing good? Then situation become very complicated. Clear? Is it clear now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What does it mean, bhakti? Okay, bhakti, there is verses there. Who know the verse? Harishikesha Harishikena Sivanam Bhaktir Ochyate. Bhakti means there is Harishikesha and Harishikena. Harishikesha means Krishna. And Harishikesha means the senses, our senses. This, that, iti, Harishikesha. For Harishikesha, for Krishna, bhakti means when we engage our senses for Krishna. It means It is called bhakti.
Thank you.
That means what? If you have a mala, it says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. That is bhakti. But if you chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, that's not bhakti. If you eat prasad, you are doing bhakti. If now you are sitting here, Srimvatam Svatana Krishna Prabhupada, you are hearing, that is bhakti. And what is the effect is also there. What is the effect? Read Antaha Suya Bhadrani. Abhadrani means inauspiciousness, go from our heart. Then who cleans this is Krishna. Yeah, we give you this separate Satam. Satam is a devotee, he cleans, that's bhakti. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions? Yes.
Yeah. What happens in case, for example, someone offends
Srila
Prabhupada? How we should react? How? What's the reaction?
We are not like Sati. You know, Sati, when her father offended, when that her father Daksha offended Lord Shiva, for what she did. Then Bhagavatam said, we should kill ourselves or kill the offender. She says, this is my father, how can I kill him? See, the scriptures are very complicated sometimes, you know. I should kill myself. No, you just, you know what you just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let him hear the Maha Mantra. You just leave, there is also this end. You are not able to you don't have this logic and intelligence to counteract that person. What you do, just leave. Say Hare Krishna, and leave. Okay? Any other questions? No questions? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.